Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Oh, who you're helping with your random advice, with your random stories, all right? What you're about to hear is Young Miami. Girlfriend.
Quote, unquote.
F buddy of P. Diddy.
Yeah, they're doing something, yeah. Although they'll both still say they're single.
Well, I can tell you what they're doing. Yeah. I can tell you what they're doing. And by the way, P. Diddy is P-E-E space Diddy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Listen to this.
It say, take a shot if you like golden showers. I do. I just like it.
You do? Freak. Freak of the week.
That was Young Miami.
Did she get bit by a snake? In
yeah. Admitting.
Right?
She likes golden showers. One more time.
It say, take a shot if you like golden showers. I do. I just like it.
You do? Hey. Freak of the week. Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah, everyone's got. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and so we were talking about that off air, and Leroy's like, I would never say that. The only time I would open up that much is if I knew I was going to help someone.
Oh my God, you're so y'all say I'm dramatic. Romero is extremely dramatic when trying to explain or...
You not just say that?
I didn't say it like that.
How did you say it?
My initial question was like, first off, I think she's sharing or she's telling too much. And just what's your line when it comes to sharing information? And for me, why it is, don't laugh. It is what it is. If I feel like what I'm about to say could help you, I'm going to share it. Getting peed on is not helping nobody.
You don't know that.
I was going to say, how do you know it's not helping someone?
Because there could be somebody who's like, man, right. I really want to know what it would feel like to get peed on. But they're afraid.
Right. They think it's like taboo or something.
Yeah, they're like, I'm the only one. So when they hear someone like Young Miami, their role model, saying that, they're like, yes.
I'm not alone.
Yes.
Right. They feel like it's okay now. They can actually explore the thought of it.
Unscrew that fire hydrant.
Yes.
I don't know. I just feel like, including her, there's just a lot of people sharing a little bit too much information. I didn't need to know that.
It doesn't matter. This is why it's beautiful to share stuff like that. Because then half of when people lie is when somebody calls them out on BS that's true and they're trying to cover it up. If someone calls you out on some BS that's true about you, instead of lying about it, you just be like, yes, I did that. So, for example, Leroy, let's say you like golden showers. All right.
Here we go. Somebody going to hear that and run with it.
Yeah. And we're going to be like, Leroy, you like golden showers. What are you going to say?
Let's say, no, I don't.
All right. But let's say you do. Leroy, you like golden showers. You're still going to say, no, I don't, because you're going to find it embarrassing. But if you say, so I'm just going to keep harassing you. Let me finish. I'm going to keep harassing you about how you like golden showers from men. And you're going to keep denying it. But if I said, Leroy, I heard you like golden showers, and you looked at me straight in the eye and said, I, Leroy Irvin, love golden showers from men. Then you know what?
I know what you're
all
doing.
All of a sudden.
I know what you're doing.
What do you mean you know what I'm doing? I'm giving you a perfect example. So all of a sudden, guess what? I'm going to be like, damn, Leroy likes golden showers from men. So I guess I'm going to stop right there. Because then you have, as I like to say, taken the bullets out of the gun.
True.
Like Eminem and 8 Mile.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom,
boom.
So
now no one can use that.
He's like, I'm a white trash piece of crap. My girlfriend cheated on me. What else you got for me?
Y'all sure enough are talking a lot of, you know, smack and giggling and whatnot. What would you share? What's the first, like, how much would you share?
Ask me a question. Wait a minute. People come up to me and remind me about things I've said on the radio that I'm like, oh, crap, okay. I said that?
He might be slick. What goes on in your bedroom that people don't know about?
Boy.
Oh, I hear about it every morning.
Melissa can tell you.
Melissa
can tell you.
As soon as Pebbles and Leroy leave the room, I hear it all.
I do not want to know. I don't care. You ain't helping any. You ain't helping me.
We have not done the golden shower, but I guarantee that if I suggested it, my wife would try. Because she's like, okay, if it's something that you're down for, I'll try it. Melissa's heard us talk. Melissa's heard us talk.
Poor Pebbles.
As soon as you guys leave the room, it's on. Because like it's like you guys have a code that anything we say, I can say in front of Melissa, but I can't say in front of
Pebbles. Because we'll FaceTime. You know, I'll FaceTime like my wife and the kids and stuff like that in the morning, and you guys will say hi to the kids and everything. And then, you know, usually Leroy and Pebbles leave to go to the cafeteria, get breakfast or whatever. And Melissa's still in here. And then my wife and I just start talking, and we start talking like sexual stuff like that. Melissa just happens to be in here.
The whole thing.
To the point where she goes, ew, will you guys stop? And I'm like, will you grow up?
No, I don't need to hear about your genitalia and what she's done with it the night before. I don't need to hear that.
The other day, what did she say? Melissa got so mad. She goes, because she got mad at me because I made.
Oh, something about your meat?
Yes. So yeah. I made meat, right?
Oh, Jesus.
And I had a. We had a container in the fridge with old meat, and I took the new meat, took the old container, tossed out the old meat, just like sprayed the container with water and put in the new meat. And she was like, how are you going to do that? That's not clean meat. She's like, I'm not going to eat that meat. I mean, I'll eat your meat, but I'm not going to eat that meat. And Melissa was listening.
That was actually funny.
Yeah.
She's gotten more graphic at times. Where kind of like, okay, I need to put my headphones on.
Yeah.
Apologies to Pebbles. She's
for what?
She's falling apart right now. She don't want to hear
Pebbles,
that.
Sorry.
I don't care about anybody's sex life. I know other people are interested. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why I'm just going to sit over here. Y'all can continue the conversation.
That's how you know you have to read the room. Because Pebbles, we all know that. So we won't say anything like that about our sex lives in front of you.
Like, because you all are setting me up for visuals later in the day that I do not want in my head.
Nothing's better than
the day later recap in your head when all of a sudden like it just like occurs to you and you're like, wow, I can't believe I got her leg up that high. And you just like, what?
Kill me. Just kill me.
What?
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.